From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says government warplanes struck a rebel-held neighborhood in the center of Homs Sunday. It says at least three people were killed. Dozens were wounded. Meanwhile, President Bashar al-Assad's forces are said to be pushing toward the city of Palmyra, which was overrun by the Islamic State group in December. That's Syrian opposition activist Hamza Manzer. He emerged from a meeting today with United Nations Syrian envoy Stefande Mistura to say that the opposition needs to present a united front in upcoming peace talks. Iraqi forces on Sunday pushed deeper into western Mosul, capturing two more city neighborhoods from the Islamic State extremists. A full week into a renewed government offensive, military commanders say they are focusing on securing bridges across the Tigris River. Thousands of people are reported fleeing toward government-controlled sectors of the city. Malaysian health authorities say Kim Jong-nam, the slain half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, suffered a very painful death. They say Kim was dead within 20 minutes of being attacked at the Kuala Lumpur airport February 13th. Here is Malaysia's health minister.
At the very outset, the suspicion was this is a very unusually potent chemical which killed him. And from the very outset, it was evident that this is something which was highly absorbable through the skin and which could cause death within a very short period of time.
Police say Kim died in an ambulance after being smeared with VX nerve agent. Police have two females in custody. This is VOA News. Germany's acceptance of more than a million foreign refugees has led to ethnic tensions and a spike in attacks on migrants. Police officials say there were more than 3,500 attacks on migrants last year. More than 500 people were injured in the attacks. The German government said it strongly condemns the violence. Thousands of Russians marched in Moscow to mark the two-year anniversary of the death of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov, who was gunned down outside the Kremlin. Nemtsov was a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, and members of the opposition blame the government for the killing. The Kremlin denies any involvement in the murder. U.S. President Donald Trump mocked the Democrats' election of former Labor Secretary Tom Perez as head of their national committee. In comments on his Twitter account, Mr. Trump said sarcastically that he could not be happier for Perez or for the Republican Party. The Democrats are trying to regroup from their upset loss to Mr. Trump in November. Perez is the first Latino to hold the post. Public opinion polls indicate approval ratings for U.S. President Donald Trump are at a record low for a newly inaugurated president. In the latest survey, NBC News and The Wall Street Journal said Sunday just 44% of Americans approve of his performance, with 48% saying they disapprove. Two other polls in recent days showed similar results. Olympic gold medal winning distance runner Mo Farah said on Sunday that he is a clean athlete, after a leaked report suggested his American coach may have broken anti-doping rules when he gave Farah and other athletes performance-enhancing drugs. The Somali-born Farah won gold medals in the 5,000 meters and 10,000 meters for Britain at the last two Olympics. The Foreign Ministry of the Czech Republic says one of its nationals, sentenced to prison in Sudan, has been released and sent home. Petr Jacek had received a 20-year prison term for charges that included espionage, charges that the Czech government called groundless. Jacek was released during a visit by the Czech foreign minister. The 89th annual Oscars Movie Awards Ceremony is being held in California. The film La La Land has 14 nominations, including Best Picture. The U.S. Congress returns to Washington this week to confront such issues as health care and the Supreme Court nomination. President Donald Trump plans to make a speech to a joint session of Congress on Tuesday. A vehicle that plowed into a crowd watching a parade in New Orleans Sunday injured at least 28 people. The driver has been taken into custody. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.